You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! All right, Al, say it with me. You ready? The Dodgers are in first place. Say it out loud.
The Dodgers could be up by a game.
No, wrong.
Full game.
Try it again.
In the next couple of hours.
The Dodgers are in first place in the National League West.
Dodgers are in first place. What are we, September 2nd?
September 2nd.
28 games left on the season?
28 games left.
You were doubting them this whole time? I was the
wrong.
Only one standing there saying to all the Dodger fans out there, don't worry.
I was
called
getting
out.
Nervous.
Funches can back me up on this one. Back in July, I said, watch out for September 2nd. That's what I told him.
Nostradamus right here.
Remember that?
Yeah, well, look, I'm glad you were right.
Yes.
I'm glad that you got that right. That's good news. Can somebody get DeMarco Farr on the phone, please? Why are we a minute and 4 seconds into the show and DeMarco Farr has not called me to tell me that I was right? Because when you were
his
on
phone
vacation.
Is off. His phone is off.
DeMarco said,
he's on vacation.
You really think the Dodgers are going to win the division? I said, yes. Well, why do you think so? They're 3.5 back. I said, because they're better.
Yeah.
I said, there's time. They're better. Ah, you're delusional. And I said, well, DeMarco, we'll see. And then he came in a week later, and it was down to 2.5.
Can I tell you what you need to start doing?
Yes.
Your attitude around the Dodgers, how excited you are,
yes.
How giddy you are.
Uh-huh.
You know what that does not match?
What?
Does not match the Dodgers.
What do you mean?
It's all business for the Dodgers.
I don't have to stay in my shoes.
Let me explain what I mean by that. Trev, doesn't it seem like for them, yeah, no, this is just another day in the office. Like, there's kind of this mentality that I think the Dodgers have, which is so key, so important. Listen, this is not a franchise that is not accustomed to winning.
Why are you ruining this for me?
Because what I'm trying to explain to you.
Why do you hate joy?
No.
Why do you lack whimsy?
What I'm trying to explain to you is you should be excited, obviously, if you're a Dodger fan. But I think this is the expectation. If I'd have told you that coming into the season that it would be a back-and-forth race going into the final month of the season between mm-hmm. the Dodgers and the Giants,
mm-hmm.
I think we'd be a little surprised. I mean, obviously, put it this way, nobody thought the Giants were going to be there. They've played
Fair.
Unbelievable. What the Dodgers are doing now, and I think what they got set up for themselves over the next 28 games, it's go time.
No question.
Feeling this? They're not really, they don't look like they're all that excited. They don't look like they're all that shocked or surprised. I feel like they're rolling up their sleeves every morning and saying, I don't really care what the Giants do, but if you blink, we're going to take over this division. They've done that over the last couple of weeks.
Travis and Alan Sliwa, who doesn't like to enjoy first place, is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And you can tweet us on the Travis and Sliwa Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter line and tell us that we were right. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. At Alan Sliwa, at Travis Rogers. Look. You're right. Fans can feel one way. Players need to feel another way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dodger players, I think you are spot on, bullseye, are that, yeah, this is where we were supposed to be. We're supposed to be in first place going into September. Is it a little bit closer than anybody thought? For sure. That the Giants are the team in the middle of this fight is a surprise?
Sure.
For sure. But it's not just as easy as go back to when everybody rolls into Arizona, Camelback Ranch at spring training and say, okay, hey, in September, what if this happens?
Yep.
Because there's
so many things happen in between.
5 months
right.
of baseball have gone through, and they've missed a bunch of guys, and a bunch of guys have gone down. They've got guys that were kind of erased from the history of the team that was supposed to be an important mm-hmm. part of this. They've had other guys come in.
Trade deadline.
I mean, Scherzer and Turner, we'll get to them coming up a little bit later on in the show. There's just so many things have happened, but at the All-Star break, if you would have told me, hey, September 2nd, the Dodgers are going to be in first place. Now, it's going to be a nail-biter. They're going to have a half-game lead. I said, yeah, let's do that. Because at that point, it felt like, are we ever going to get on track? And good God almighty, are they on track, right? Think about what we looked at last night. We looked at Max Scherzer show up and do what he's done since he's gotten here, which is go out there and say, I got this, guys.
They're 6-0 and he pitches.
I got this.
He's not 6-0. They're 6-0 and he pitches.
They have not lost a game when he takes the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They let a 2-run lead go for him last night. We'll get into that in a minute. He's been great. Trey Turner has been great.
I don't even know, like Justin Turner, have been great. I don't even know if great is the right way to describe Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. They've been how do you value – how can I equate their value to a team that was already really good and these two guys not only just jump in, are surpassing whatever you wanted them to do?
Well, you said it really well, I thought.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Play that back, Funches.
Erase that from existence. That when the trade deadline was approaching, and remember we're texting, oh, my gosh, Padres got Scherzer. Damn. Right? It was one of those, God, what, really?
Yeah.
And then – they get him. The Dodgers get him. It's like, woo! The Padres don't get him was my initial reaction. That's really good. You've been saying that not only do the Dodgers get a very good player, but the Padres don't. The Giants don't. The Dodgers got the most important piece, which is still true.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is, it turns out, not only was it a block, it was also something that you pretty much had to have. They needed that injection of just relentless competitiveness on the mound every fifth day to go along with it from Walker Buehler, to go along with it with Clayton Kershaw when he comes back. That it wasn't just a luxury item, it was a necessity.
I go back to that day, and it's kind of we think about what happened since the trade deadline. Where are the Padres?
Half game out of a playoff spot.
Where are the San Diego Padres?
Yeah.
I mean, at one point they had such a cushion in the wild card. And it just eroded. And when did it start? It started at the trade deadline. At trade deadline is where, you know, two franchises went in separate directions. And there's, you know, obviously we don't have to convince how important bringing Max Scherzer was, but this is why you brought him. This is, you know, when that trade went down, the conversation was not about, oh, you could really use Scherzer in that wild card game.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the conversation. Let's
go get the division.
The conversation was, lock up the division. Set yourself up like you did against the Braves, where it was Urias. I'm not saying it's in this order, but you had Urias, Buehler, and Max Scherzer, and we haven't even talked about Kershaw yet. I think he's this weekend, isn't he doing it?
Simulated game on Saturday is his next move.
Okay, so you had those three set up. You swept the Atlanta Braves. And, you know, I think if we go back and we talk about the value of the trade deadline, it's a great point to make that this was not a – sometimes you make moves to stop somebody else. Dodgers don't get Max Scherzer. Let's just say he went to the Padres. Let's say he went to another team. Trav, it's a different conversation. It's a completely different conversation. And, you know, obviously this just coming off that game from yesterday, that's why this kind of highlights.
Well, we talk about Scherzer. We talk about Trey Turner, who got that double in the eighth inning that started the process of bringing in the tying run and the go-ahead run and how valuable he's been. We talked about Justin Turner getting that big hit in the eighth inning. A.J. Pollock getting the big hit.
How clutch are those two guys
with
two outs.
Mookie finally got going a couple of nights ago. Rough night for Mookie last night. We can talk about that. But Corey Seager draws a tough walk in a situation.
Started 0-2. And ends up getting a walk.
Absolutely. So this is the question I have. This is the question I have for the callers, right? Who's the most important guy on this team?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, if you go down and let's just use this as an example.
You're saying the whole squad, hitters, pitchers, doesn't matter?
Staff, mm-hmm. take your pick. Mm-hmm. Take your pick. You can take anybody, because if I said to you about the Brewers, for instance, who, by the way, are really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. They're doing us some favors. If I said to you, if you take Josh Hader off of that team, that is really dead. He's fantastic. He is the lockdown guy at the back end of the game. That would be a blow. I don't know if there's a similar guy for the Dodgers where if you just snapped your fingers and said, hey, he's no longer available. You could pick almost any. It'd be bad. You wouldn't want to lose Mookie for the season or Scherzer for the season or any of those sorts of things. But it doesn't feel like there's one guy that's holding this thing together. They're all contributing to this.
Listen, there isn't one guy, because Mookie's missed time this season.
Mm-hmm.
Seager obviously missed a significant part of the mm-hmm. season. Kershaw's been out for how long now? You can go down the list of key players that have been out. And where are the Dodgers right now? They're sitting in first place. And I say that because how do you hone in? This is what makes the Dodgers so dangerous. So you throw out this question. By the way, if you're a Dodger fan, you're driving around, who's the most important player on this Dodgers team, 877-710-ESPN, is probably going to take you 10 minutes to come up with an answer. And I say that because this is what makes the Dodgers so dangerous. You can't hone in on one guy.
Yeah.
You just can't. If Mookie Betts strikes out in the eighth inning with a guy on third and doesn't bring him in, Justin Turner freaking gets the hit.
It's such a good point.
There's no breath of fresh air that you could take at Dodger Stadium when you're facing the Dodgers. If now there's two outs, or there was already two outs, and Corey Seager draws a walk after Justin Turner, it's A.J. Pollock that comes through and gets that single. How do you hone in on the most important guy with the Dodgers? By the way, I think I have one.
It's such a good point because when Mookie Betts K'd last night, fourth one, ouch, tough night. Tough night at the office. Four strikeouts along the way. It doesn't feel great. But
isn't the inning supposed to end?
It's supposed to feel like blank. We're cooked. Now you got to get a hit, right? With Mookie up to bat, with Turner at third, you're thinking wild pitch. You're thinking sack fly. You're thinking a productive out. You're thinking, by the way, maybe he splits a gap or hits a home run or something like this. Okay, fine. Great. He strikes out for the fourth time, and the answer wasn't, golly, now what? It was, all right, we're all right. We're all right. Justin Turner's coming up to bat.
Mm-hmm.
We've said it a million times. Pick a guy. Justin Turner's not a bad guy to pick, and he gets the big hit. So, look. Obviously, I'm incredibly excited, despite you trying to throw your bucket of ice water on me.
All I'm trying to say is
stay excited.
All I'm trying to say is this is arguably one of the most stacked teams that we've seen.
It is.
And because of that, part of this is the expectation. And it's not just the Dodgers winning, which, by the way, we said this yesterday. There was something about that grinded out win a couple nights ago. There was something about that grinded out win last night.
Yep.
There's something about playoff baseball, playoff atmosphere. That's what these that's what these last couple of nights felt like. And the way they're winning, I'm not saying you don't want to have 8-2 games, but you also want to be able to win those 3-2 games, those 4-3 games.
Maybe you might
inning,
get one.
Eighth inning, you're down a run, you find a way. That's obviously what the Dodgers have done.
Okay, so let's move on to this. The Dodgers are in first place. That's great. Now let's let the party die down a little bit and let's look at what's left.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants have a game. The Giants today, Slee, have...
This might be their most important game of the season.
Oh, my goodness. They've got a game against a team that's beat them. By the way, they spit the bit last night.
When did you get this Brewers jersey?
I've always been a big Cecil Cooper fan.
Sure.
Ben Ogilvie, Gorman Thomas going way back. Jim Gantner.
He's season tickets to the Brewers, this guy.
Go Sixto Lescano. These are all guys that I can remember from my baseball card collection in the 70s. But it's a topic for another day. Giants have a ton of pressure on them today. They're either going to open up the Dodger series tomorrow, either tied for first place, which doesn't feel great considering you just lost three or four at home.
You know what would feel worse?
Damn right.
You're down a game.
You're a game. Now you're chasing. Now you're officially chasing because you can lie to yourself a little bit. Hey, we're all right. This is going to have 162 games. You're going to have a bad week.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get swept by another good team. It happens. We're okay. We're still first. It's cool. We've all done that lie, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, the boss said he wants to meet me at Friday at 3:30. That's cool, right? Like,
think I'm getting a raise.
I'm fine, right? Yeah, it's fine. They call a lot of people.
No, it's just me and him. It's just me and him.
Everyone else in the office was sent home early. It's fine. There's nothing to worry about. You can tell yourself that lie.
Oh, this is awesome. There's a security guard outside the door.
Why does he have a box? It's fine. Why did they make sure that I brought my key card and ID with me? Why? It's fine. They're probably just
my parking card? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
They're probably going to upgrade me to a better spot. Okay, you can tell yourself these lies, but if he says, hey, on Friday, you need to bring all your stuff because we're going to make a change, that's what the Giants are looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Their season.
You ever watched the Office, that one part with Michael Scott? Wasn't there a fire or something like that? And he's like, everybody calm down. Everybody calm the F down.
Yeah.
Whatever. This guy in the Dodgers dugout right now. Everything's okay. They're all running scattered crazy.
It's Kevin Bacon with the bell at the end of Animal House. All is well, right? That's what's going on. It might not be well. If we'll see what happens this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Odds are, right? Just if we're just playing mathematical probabilities, the odds are somebody, the Dodgers or the Giants, are going to win two of these three.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if the Giants win today, somebody's leaving with a one-game lead.
Yep.
Okay? Dogfight the rest of the way. If somebody sweeps, you're feeling pretty good about it, but it's still a series at this point. So this is a great feeling on a Thursday morning.
Ooh, how good is this weekend? But, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Dodgers, Giants, college Dodgers football starting. Too. This is
long weekend.
It's a good weekend.
Yeah.
It's a good weekend.
Great point. Long weekend, and the Dodgers juggled it a little bit, right? They looked like two bullpen days.
Nope.
And Urias, now it's a bullpen day, Urias, and Bueller. The Giants are...
By the way, for those who had kind of questioned, hey, you know what? Don't chase the division here. You got to stay fresh for the play. The entire organization knows these next three games coming up for the Dodgers could be the difference. Just hypothetically here, Trav, if the Brewers beat the Giants again this afternoon, Dodgers sweep the Giants. Okay, maybe I'm going too far.
That's the only scenario where it's over.
It's a four-game lead. You can call it a wrap. And what you were talking about before about if the Dodgers were 4 or 5 back by September 15th, and now you're kind of starting to think, okay, how are we going to set up that wild card game? Dodgers could be sitting back, getting their rotation ready for obviously the long stretch.
All right, so the question was, who's the most important Dodger? We're already getting calls on it, 877-710-ESPN. Fact of the matter is, Lee, I'm looking at the screen, every person has a different name.
Of course.
And I think that's what makes this so incredibly interesting.
And that is 100% what makes the Dodgers so unique.
We are doing that when we come back, but we're also going to get into Anthony Davis. Is he primed for the best season of his career, Slee? That
needs
is a
to be.
Big one as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely
needs to be. Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Can I confess something to you?
Sure.
I had kind of forgotten it's a three-day weekend until Emily mentioned it.
Yeah.
You're hearing Chris right there talk about what I'm going to get into this three-day weekend. I haven't even considered the possibilities yet. I feel like I've kind of dropped. I've been so consumed with what the Dodgers are up to that I really have let my food, let's call it what it is, addiction, kind of slip through my fingers. I have not been preoccupied with what I'm doing this week. I need to get on the ball.
I hate to tell you this live on air. Funches, myself, and Emily planned a Vegas trip.
Fine.
Don't say it that quick.
Have a good time.
We're doing Vegas. We're doing whistles.
Where are you guys staying?
Glow sticks.
Cool.
We're staying at Circus Circus. $49.99 a night. We're splitting it between the three of us.
You guys going to go play some ski ball in Shirley Temples?
$20 each.
Now, don't spend this all in one night, Funch. You're going to have to, you know, this has got to last the whole weekend.
I can ask Sleep for some money.
Let me tell you something about Circus Circus. Back in the day, when you were a kid, was that not the greatest spot in the world?
So the first time.
When I say like a kid, like a year and a half ago.
The first time I ever had too many beers in my life was at Circus Circus.
Come on. You can't have a beer story at Circus Circus.
I was 16.
Yeah.
Okay, don't do this at home, kids. But my American Legion baseball team was playing a tournament in Las Vegas, and we stayed at Circus Circus. All right, I was 15 or 16, right? And we went to and we're playing with 18-year-olds. Okay, so there's some older guys. There's some fake ID situations going on here, and they went out and bought a bunch of beers and brought them up to the room, and I had a couple, and it was a bad idea. I was feeling so good about myself that at 16 years old, I walked down to the casino floor at Circus Circus and tried to sit down at a blackjack table at 16.
You wore the hotel robe. You wore the hotel robe down into the lobby. Say, get me the blackjack table.
It was a bad deal. It's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Circus Circus makes me laugh. I like that a lot. All right, so the question that we put out there, Slee, was who's the most important member of the Dodgers right now? And I think it's wide open. Let's try some of these phone calls. Let's go to the west side to start. Let's go to Pacific Palisades and Jesse. Jesse, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. When I think about who the most important player on the Dodgers is going to be, I think playoffs. I think low scoring, close games in the late innings. I think the whoever Dave Roberts gives the ball in the eighth and ninth inning. So I got two names, actually. I got Blake Treinen and Kenley Jansen. I think the games are going to be in their hands. As talented as the Dodgers are, playoff games are always one, two-run, late in innings.
So last I'm gonna couple go nights.
One of those guys I think is going to be end up being one of the most important Dodgers, and whoever Dave elects to give that the ball to in the ninth to get the final three outs.
You know, it's interesting, Chad, because let's just play what he just said. These last couple of nights, what were they? Two one-run games. Okay, what was two nights ago? It was Treinen set up to Kenley, and then there's your game. And that's actually, to be honest with you, I actually wasn't thinking much of the bullpen, which I should pay more attention to.
Especially in postseason baseball, it's everything.
And I'm sitting here thinking most important player. Okay, I'm thinking of, all right, who's solid on defense? Who's also dangerous at the bat? Okay, maybe it's Will Smith we're not talking enough about. Or maybe it's the obvious one saying, no, it's going to be Walker Buehler. Yeah, that's going to be the most important. Somebody who takes an angle on the Dodgers bullpen, no one's going to question that that's the most important.
That's why the question of most important is that. That's why we picked that word. It's not best. It's not hottest. It's not valuable.
But who are you even going to pick for that?
Most important. Well, yeah, those are tough
honestly,
questions.
Honestly, who are you even going
to
pick for that?
Kenley Jansen might be the answer to the question most important because those are the most important three outs of the night. Mm-hmm. Those are the most important moments where you just, if this goes wrong, we probably lose.
You know what's interesting too? Jesse, when I screened his call, had another name. He had Muncy. So even in the time in
by
which
the time
he was on
we
hold,
finished the conversation, he picked two guys. He threw out Muncy and he went with Treinen and Kenley.
So he had three different guys along the way. Let's try another one here. Let's go to Studio City and John. John, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, John?
Hey,
stop backing up and answer the question.
Put your seatbelt on. Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, it was a seatbelt alarm. I just picked up breakfast. Hey, congrats
there. What'd you get?
I got a breakfast burrito, but I'm not going to plug the place because I can't stand going to a trendy joint. They got enough business.
What's in the burrito? Are we talking bacon, sausage, chorizo,
potatoes? It's a trendy joint, so you know avocados in there probably. Yeah,
but see, my wife's not with me this morning, so we went bacon. We went strong.
Good for you, John.
So listen, congrats on the expanded hour.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you, it's Scherzer. In this moment, right now, it's Max. Given Kersh is an unknown, I love Kershaw, and, you know, the whole Bauer debacle, and please tell me he's never coming back. I thought that was a disaster from the start. It's Max, because, Trav, you just said it. Pitching is everything in the playoffs, and you got to have three starters that are lights out. So I just think I think he's the most important. Last night when they said his hamstring was tight, I like almost fainted on my floor. I was like, no.
John, appreciate
it. You're not alone, John. Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in. You know, one of the things I was very curious about that entire call, is he eating the burrito like on his drive?
Sure. Which you hear, he's putting a seatbelt on. He's not going to be buckled up in the parking lot.
I'm going to tell you and Funches, I think we're on the same page of this. I'm not eating a burrito while I'm driving, okay? You're not going to see me on the 405.
Again. Too hard, man. Too hard.
Listen.
Too inexperienced.
No.
Speak for yourself, Funches.
This is like DeMarco Farr eating the Big Mac with the one hand. Oh, you missed this, Slee, when you were gone, but this is another thing.
I need the highway patrol looking for Travis if the dude's steering with his left knee. Hot sauce in his right hand.
No, hot
and
sauce
the burrito
goes in the cup
on the
holder.
Left hand.
Hot sauce goes in the cup holder. We got a dipping situation.
Okay.
Because you got to keep your hand for safety.
Okay.
You got to keep your hand on the wheel.
I'm sure safety is your top concern.
How many accidents have you had, like food accidents, when you spill a burrito?
Actually, like, hitting something with my car or ruining my clothes?
Ruining your clothes.
Frequently. Yeah.
Have you hit something with your car while eating food too, Trav?
Yeah. Hey, look, what are you going to do?
How about what he says? That what happened to Scherzer yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a whole different conversation. Sixth inning, Scherzer comes out. And by the way, I don't know if you read some of the quotes Scherzer had yesterday. It looks like Scherzer is going to be okay.
Yeah.
You and I can say that right here because that's what Scherzer told us.
Right.
You and I can say that right here.
This has happened before.
Because that's what Dave Roberts told us.
Uh-huh.
That they don't anticipate him missing a start. But you're going to tell me that every Dodger fan, in the middle of them complaining about Dave Roberts and why they're pulling Scherzer out, as if Dave Roberts was going to pull Scherzer out in the sixth inning without giving up any runs. You're going to tell me every Dodger fan, yeah, you're going to tell me every Dodger fan's their heart didn't skip a beat trying to figure that portion out?
Well, I think their heart skipped a beat because they thought Dave had lost his mind as opposed to Scherzer was hurt.
But why did they think that?
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up in about 10 minutes or so because it's an important conversation. I want one more off our Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go to Amador in L.A. Amador, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call, man, making my morning drive much better.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Sincere.
All right. So, listen, I just really think that one of the best, most important players we do have is obviously, to my knowledge, is Chris Taylor, man. He's been such a glue player in the team full of all-stars and superstars. He's plugged in when we've had injuries to, like, you know, Bellinger or Seager. And I just think he's been amazing, very serviceable.
Who's wrong? Nobody wrong. I don't know how to argue with anybody.
Amador's points are all accurate. There wasn't one thing in there to go, nah, that's not right. Go back to John, my fellow burrito eater in the car. And by the way, Bergman just tweeted or texted me and said, they need to stop. Burritos are made to be eaten in the car. Greg gets it as usual. So you guys, wrong again.
I don't even believe Greg.
Let me count the people that are wrong in
this room. I don't even believe Greg.
One, Funches. Two, Emily. Three, Sliwa. People that are right,
let me tell you what. Let me tell you how Bergman's eating his burrito. He's pulling over like a normal human being. And he's focusing on
like
his meal.
What if he's knife and fork in it?
What if I'm getting late? He's not Mr. Pitt from Seinfeld who's eating his
management now. He's knife and fork in it.
He puts a cloth napkin.
Not just paper. He's got a
with his initials
napkin
on it.
In there. No, look, but awesome. Before we got preoccupied with his burrito order, he said Max Scherzer. And again, I'm not saying that John's wrong, but here's what was so. Why is he more important than Walker Buehler? He's not. Mm-hmm. That right? I mean, you could take both. They're both dominant starting pitchers who you expect to go 7-plus innings in a playoff game. But one's no more important than the other, so can one be the most important?
I could sit here right now and tell you Urias is the most important because you know what Buehler's going to do. You know what Scherzer's going to do. Urias could be that that third guy that's been iced that leads the majors in wins, by the way. And we could sit here and have an argument of 10. But that goes back to this is the strength of the Dodgers. You can't point at one. You
no,
just can't.
It's remarkable. Okay, so coming up at 9:40, we're going to do Bunch of Funch. So you got that to look
you
forward
ready,
to.
You
it's
ready, Bunch of Funch over there? You ready? Okay. All
you right. mentioned it a second ago.
Yep.
People freaked out about Dave last night.
They lost it.
They lost it, but they lost it for the exact wrong reason.
Okay, I'm still waiting to understand what you're referring to there because everybody on Twitter hallucinated last night when Scherzer left the game after six innings and only pitching 70-plus pitches, and you need to explain to me what I'm missing.
They should have been angry, but they were angry for all the wrong reasons. I'll fix it next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
All right, so Trav, here's what we got going on. Mm. Our 8th annual ESPN LA Golf Classic benefiting the V Foundation is happening next Friday, September 10th, at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda.
Great spot.
Here's your chance to play in the sold-out tournament.
Hit me.
Call 877-710-ESPN, and a lucky caller will win a twosome to play in the tournament.
Not
you
me.
And a guest. Thank you to our sponsor, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-thru oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. Real quick, what's going on here?
Well, it's a great prize, and I'm jealous for whoever wins it because you and I don't get to play because we're on the air.
We're just doing 9 hours of radio out on the golf course. And with our luck, on September 10th, on Friday, it's going to be 109 degrees out there.
I'm doing it inside. I'm doing it at the bar.
All right, call right now, 877-710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
So ladies and gentlemen, you're San Francisco Giants. One more time.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Pretty much, they're super calm. It's fine.
Please keep that close by.
That's good.
That's close.
That's very good. Okay. Max Scherzer last night, 6 innings pitched.
Yeah.
76 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
No runs. 9 strikeouts. Cruising.
Yeah.
Cruising. Wait, what? He's out? What? Why? Wait. What's going on? And people start freaking out. They kind of like this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that
and
was
so
Twitter yesterday.
It was fascinating to me. Twitter just blows up. My phone starts vibrating. Like, what the hell is going on? Why is Max Scherzer out? Now, Dave Roberts does some things that make me scratch my head. Guys, there had to have been an explanation like we ultimately got. Even Oral Hershiser said in the moment, he's like, yeah, well, we know what the first question after the game's going to be.
Yep.
And then when Gratterall gives up a 2-run home, you're like, oh my goodness, what in the world did we get into? But in the back of your mind, you're thinking there has to be an injury explanation.
Okay.
There has to be something going on.
Okay, that's a very reasonable thought.
Uh-huh.
So why is everybody blowing up on Twitter?
I'll tell you why.
Why is everyone going out of their way saying, like, you know, we were talking about this, Belichick dropped Cam Newton, and we started ranking managers with the most juice. Where'd you put Dave Roberts?
Near the bottom.
You put him at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, near the bottom. You think Dave Roberts is going to tell Max Scherzer in a scoreless 6-inning game?
There would have been a fist fight in the dugout.
Okay. It ain't happening. So there must be a reason, and I know as reasonable as Twitter is and how everybody who's on there thinks of things twice before they tweet it, and they all ask the right questions before they react,
nuance,
right?
Subtlety.
It's a place where you can really find some reasonable people.
Yes.
Why is everybody blowing up without thinking in the back of their mind? Of course, there's a reason behind this.
Okay, give me a little space here because I want to think this out methodically on the air, and I want somebody to help me with something.
Okay, I'm going to go downstairs and get a coffee from Starbucks.
Get me one too. I want to start with a tweet from Sam Hogan on our Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. What he writes to both of us is, Dave Roberts by far is the most important Dodger in the playoffs, easily. We clearly have more talent than any other team out there, so it's hard to just pick one guy on the team. But in a 7-game series, 2 of those wins will come down to decision-making. I agree, Sam. I agree that the answer to the question is Dave Roberts. And while everyone was freaking out about Max Scherzer last night. For the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reason to freak out about Dave last night.
History?
I really hope that I'm missing something here. I'm really hoping there's an obvious answer to this question I'm about to get into, Al, because it's going to take me a minute to lay this out. I want to make sure that everybody understands exactly where I'm going with this. What Dave Roberts did with Cody Bellinger in the 7th inning was managerial malpractice. It was a catastrophically bad decision. Now, it didn't cost him the game. So it kind of got lost in the shuffle. And again, I want to say this again, Al, because maybe there's something so painfully obvious that I'm just overlooking that I'm not seeing the forest from the trees. Maybe. I hope so. Because here's what happened last night. The Dodgers had just given back a 2-run lead. It's now 2-2.
Yep.
It's the bottom of the 7th inning.
Mm-hmm.
Max Fried, the left-handed pitcher, has come out of the game. And Richard Rodriguez, the right-handed relief pitcher, is in the game. The Dodgers get 2 guys on. Right, the Dodgers have runners at first and second. There are 2 outs. The go-ahead run is at second base with 2 outs.
Mm-hmm. In a 2-2 tie.
The Braves decide that they're going to go to the pen and bring in – let me back up. I need to make sure I get the order right. At this point, with Richard Rodriguez in, right-handed pitcher, Brusdar's Gratterall's spot in the order comes up. And Dave Roberts rightfully says, I'm going to pinch hit for the pitcher. And
Of course. Yep.
he chooses Cody Bellinger. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's in $170. All right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, dangerous guy, like I said. Maybe he runs into one. Maybe.
Earlier this week, we were talking about he's the weakest link, but he's still dangerous. Okay?
They go to Tyler Matzek, a left-handed pitcher. Local boy, by the way, Capo Valley High School. They bring in the left-handed pitcher to pitch to Cody Bellinger. Okay? Real quick. Cody Bellinger's batting average against left-handed pitchers this year is .125. His on-base percentage is .222. His slugging percentage is .194. Mm-hmm. His OPS, combination of on-base and slugging, is .417. That's pitcher stuff. He has one home run against left-handed pitchers and three runs batted in. Does he take Albert Pujols off the bench and put him into that spot? Albert Pujols, real quick, is batting .298 against left-handed pitchers. Has an on-base percentage of .336. Pretty darn good. Slugging .595, very good. An OPS of .931, which isn't very good. It's really, really good. Mm-hmm. He's got 11 home runs against left-handed pitching. He's got 30 RBIs against left-handed pitching. Albert Pujols is on this team for one damn reason.
That spot.
To take that at-bat.
That spot.
That at-bat is why Albert Pujols is on the team. He leaves Cody Bellinger in, who very quickly makes an out in the inning ends.
Mm-hmm.
What the are we doing?
So, look, that adds to what you're saying.
What
here,
are we doing?
There are Dodger fans who lose it yesterday when Scherzer comes out of the game. And
there was an explanation. He's hurt.
But when I say what, of course there's an explanation to it, Dodger fans are probably feeling the way you are.
I want you to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
This was just a couple of days ago. This is Dave Roberts about Cody Bellinger facing left-handed hitters.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have other guys that have performed really well all year long against left-handers.
Albert.
And I think it gives Cody a day to reset. You know, when left-handers play, there might be times that I put him in there, but I think for the most part, I don't see him against left-handers at this time.
What the hell are we doing?
We have other guys that have, again, like I said, have performed.
That was this week. That was a couple days ago.
Give him time to get off his feet, work on his mechanics, and get the body strong and be ready when called upon. And I think that where we're at, you know, this is where we're at with our ball club as far as, that's where we're at.
You could almost feel Cody Bellinger like looking in the dugout, like, you're not actually going to make me do this, right? Like, I should start walking back. Albert's going to hit. Like, right? Right? Like, what? Please, listeners, callers, tweeters, Allen, Emily, Funches, Bergman, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody explain to me what I'm missing here. Hey, defense. No. Not defensive purposes. You don't do that unless you have the lead. The go-ahead run in the late innings is on second base.
Was he asked about it yesterday?
No. This is the part. I'm flabbergasted.
Well, the point you were making to me when we were, you know, doing our prep, and you, I have not seen more journalistic integrity research than you had trying to figure out. There's got to be a reason why he didn't bring Pujols in.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And we got shorthanded in a game of 12. You can't play for a 14 inning game in the seventh inning when the go ahead runs on second base. Well, you need that left handed. He pinch hit. He sat back down.
So it sounds like to me the most important player, the most important person on this Dodgers team for you.
It's easy.
Dave?
It's easy. It's Dave.
Mm-hmm. I think Dave really wanted to hear the belly voice from Allen.
I can't give it to him. I know, but I can't give it to him because he's so heated that it almost takes away. I almost feel like Trav will throw something.
It's one of those things that if that happens in the World Series or the playoffs and it blows up, and look, they won anyway, so maybe that's why it's not a big deal to some people.
But it is a big deal.
This was one of these things. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Albert Pujols, believe it or not, Albert Pujols is not here to play first base on a regular basis. Once in a while, he'll give Muncy a night off. Whatever, fine.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols is on this team
for
to
that
take
spot.
That at bat,
yeah.
And he didn't do it, and I don't know why. .125. Against .298.
Should have kept Gratterall in.
A .417 OPS against a .931 OPS.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Somebody help me. Somebody tell me what I'm missing. I really, truly hope that I'm missing something. I need to calm down because it's
okay.
Just
let me
crazy.
Lay out here what we got going on. Bunch of
Please,
Funch.
I'm going to take a break.
Coming up next at 10 o'clock, Trav. Actually, at 9:55.
I don't know if I'll be here.
Got to talk some Lakers. Got to talk some Anthony Davis because I think this AD stuff about this upcoming season and how important of a season it is for him. We're going to do that at 9:55. Coming up next, Bunch of Funch. Stay right here, 710 ESPN. All right, is your vehicle due for a service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change for over 30 years. Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance service for busy people just like you. No dragging the kid to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car, you stay safe, while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. I'm in this position right now, literally right now, driving in. Check engine light is on. I got to go get my car serviced. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to SoCal Oil Change. I'm going to throw in my zip code. Once I do, all these different locations are going to come up, and I'll get my car serviced at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up. Drive in and drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out how they can save you hundreds on your car insurance. Funch.
All right, guys, social media is buzzing about the new mansion that Raiders owner Mark Davis is building that really makes him look like a real-life villain from a James Bond.
I haven't seen this. I got to see this right now.
Now, the three-story, 15,000-square-foot mansion worth about $15 million will just be outside the Vegas Strip, and we'll have a bar, steam room, a library, and, like, the biggest pool.
It's right near Excalibur.
Yeah, the biggest pool I've seen in my life.
That's the only other random hotel I could think of. I could think of another
you
one.
Picked the, you, yeah, the Circus, way, your two
Circus Excalibur. Those are the
spot
those.
On. Good job.
So, you know, Mark Davis's net worth is about $500 million. And let's just say, nice. If you had Mark Davis Raider money, what would your dream house have? I'll start with you, Sleepy.
It would have really nice half bathroom.
one half bathroom.
Nice,
that's all I have. Okay, this is what I'm gonna have. I gotta have an indoor basketball. I'm gonna make a full court. Okay, I'm gonna make a full court indoor basketball. Gotta have tennis courts, of course. Gotta have. This is a kind of an underrated one. Can I get a little bowling? A couple bowling lanes in there.
Oh, nice.
Look, I'm in. I love to go.
Couple bowling lanes.
I love bowling.
And then I want a huge kitchen where I don't know what's going on at all. But if I have that kind of money, somebody's making all the food and preparing all the food. So a big kitchen as well. Throw in a pool as well, and I think I'm done, Trav. I think I got exactly any tennis courts, basketball court. Throw me a bowling alley and a huge kitchen. Oh, I need a movie theater little area too. Yeah.
But that's pretty good.
And a half bath.
That's pretty good. I don't have much to add to that. You seem to have it pretty good. I'd like a big swimming pool with like a little swim up bar area, like something like that. I think that'd be kind of fun. But your dream home is about right. I think where we're losing the thread of this is, I'm not at all surprised that Mark Davis has taken his $500 million net worth and turned it into something that looks like somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. Because keep in mind, $500 net worth or $500 million net worth, and he's walking around with a He-Man haircut.
By the power of Grayskull.
Okay? This is a man that's worth $500 million, and he's looking like he got his haircut with an axe. Okay, so what are we
doing?
That
ball haircut?
That he's basically building the Grayskull castle in Vegas. I'm not really surprised that
it's
this
a very
is the
Mark Davis move.
It's exceedingly Mark Davis.
It looks just like the Raider facility too.
It does. It's a lot of black glass.
All right, guys. So I know some athletes have weird routines and superstitions that they do on game days or whatnot. Dodgers pitcher, what's his name? Max Scherzer.
Yep.
Never heard of him.
I haven't heard of him. He has a routine on his start days. I just learned about, and here's AJ Pollock talking a little bit about it right now.
Pitchers are weird, you know, and you know, everyone's got their own thing. Everyone's you know, especially Max, he's been doing things for so long, and you know, everyone just kind of asks, you know, what's his routine. And it was just, you know, he comes in and puts his headphones on before the game, and once those go on, don't touch him, don't talk to him until he's done pitching. So just kind of an understood thing.
Now, I did not notice. Apparently, the Dodger team is not allowed to speak or look at Max in a clubhouse before the games until he pitches and gets through to start. So you can't even stare at him. You can't look at him. You can't say what's up.
Is this any different than Trav a couple hours before our show?
I was worried coming into the show today.
No, different, guys.
Look,
no,
we're getting postseason starts. We got 3 hours now. We need to be on top of our
game. When it's 8:30 and I'm just like, Trav, can I get you a coffee or something? He gives me this look. This dirty look, like, don't you freaking talk to me.
In a mood this
don't
morning.
You look at me.
Do? So,
look.
I did some digging around. I found out that ex-pitcher Steve Finley used to carry around a bag of healing crystals in his pocket.
I like
while
that.
Pitching.
Go get it, Steve Finley.
And also, Moses Alou used to urinate on his hands to get a better grip on the bat.
I get it.
And we all know about Michael Jordan's story of, you know, wearing the same college shorts under his basketball
Carolina
uniforms,
shorts.
And, you know, all throughout his career or whatever. Yeah. So. You guys been around a lot of athletes here, a lot of things in the locker room. So, Travis, what's the weirdest routine or superstitious you ever heard or athlete did?
I'll tell you a quick story. When I was working as a producer, I went out to Dodger Stadium one day. I was trying to book an interview for the show I was working on. I was working for Jim Rome, and I wanted to get Randy Johnson on the show. Okay, and I could not get to him through the team. They were not helping me playing the Diamondbacks. And I'm like, I'm just going to go out to Dodger Stadium, and I'm going to approach him. Now,
very approachable dude, too.
Yeah. Should have known better.
Randy.
I should have done a little bit more homework. I should have kind of thought this one through a little better. I approached him on the day he was pitching. Let's just put it this way. It didn't go great. He literally did not respond to me. It's like I was an invisible person.
Okay.
And
walk me through it. So where is he? Is he in the dugout?
He's in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Okay. And I approached him and said, hey, the people that worked for the Diamondbacks couldn't get to me fast. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Other than when Albert Bell threatened to beat me up at the All-Star game, I've never felt more uncomfortable talking to another human being. Pitchers are like that. Scherzer. Johnson, these high-level – look, they work themselves into this frenzy. They're lunatics, and it works for them, so just leave them alone. I should have left Randy Johnson alone. Thought he was going to – by the way, he's 6'10". It's a fairly intimidating moment.
Did he give you a death stare?
He looked at me like, what don't you get about
actually
how I'm
even
about to kill you?
So he even looked at you. At least he acknowledged you.
He looked at me, and then like, well, you're not a person in my life. Like, I don't have to – like, do you not understand who I am and what I'm getting ready to do?
What did you tell Rome after that? Were you like, hey
– Didn't get him. Didn't get him. We're going to have to get, like, let's get Mark Grace. I think Mark Grace said yes. Let's go get Grace.
Got the pitching coach.
Didn't get him.
All right. That's fudge. I will say this. The thing that kills me about some of these stories, remember I told that Kobe story, like I was going to, there's certain athletes. Well, there's just a certain thing. And as stupid as we might feel sometimes, it's like literally coming up to somebody. We're on the radio and somebody's trying to have a conversation with us. That's probably how they feel.
Okay, coming up at 10:15, we're going to take more of your phone calls. I need some help on you explaining to me, listeners, on what it is that Dave did last night with Cody Bellinger and Albert Pujols. I don't get it.
Okay.
Lots more Dodger talk, but coming up nextly, you have an idea. Anthony Davis needs to have his best season ever.
Think about this, the setup for Anthony Davis. The setup for Anthony Davis is as simple as this. You got Rajon Rondo, you got Russell Westbrook, and you got LeBron James. Trav, you know what those guys have in common? Mm. All of them distribute the ball. He'll be the number one target. That's what we got coming up next day right here. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey, long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore. Because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best network. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required, actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.